For several years now, the University of Wisconsin has aimed to hire and retain high-caliber professors. Plans have included upping the salary range to better compete with rival universities in the Midwest, including Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. On average, professors in those schools make between $5,000 to $15,000 more a year than those at the UW. But David Giroux, spokesman for the UW system, says administrators and the Board of Regents are rethinking the faculty salary issue, among other initiatives.
We're very, very cognizant of how today's economic situation is washing over every discussion we have about salaries, tuition, about academic quality, about increasing enrollment, expanding research. The reality is setting in a bit, and we're having to look at things through a new lens.
Giroux says the UW brand is still strong enough to draw qualified applicants for open positions, but he adds they'll still try to work with available recruitment and retention funds to stay competitive, though salaries might not all reach the median set by other Midwestern schools. And Chuck Pruitt, vice president of the Board of Regents, says non-monetary benefits are being reviewed for prospective faculty, including tuition remission and domestic partner benefits.
The legislature did not approve that in each of the last two sessions. We're hopeful going forward that that might be something that the legislature might consider allowing us to do in the next session.
Pruitt is optimistic that the legislature and Governor Doyle will work to support the UW system. The new state budget process begins in February. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.